than horror with your host, the Mighty Griff.
iPads, iPhones, and Saturday night
technology.
It's once again time for the show that emulates no shows because no shows wants to be emulated by us. More horror than horror. And I have been over my mind.
You sound asleep.
I am asleep.
We're back.
I've been sick for 2 weeks. In the last 3 days, I've had to work 10-hour days, so now it's all fucking catching up to me. So anyway, I've been contemplating a couple of things. I was going to hold off on a couple of movies this week because I wanted Tim to watch them. But then I come to the conclusion I just can't control myself anymore. So I'm going to go ahead and talk about the movies this week. That I want to talk about, and I'm going to go ahead and we'll talk to Tim about them next week to get his view on them. But anyway, two great films I was very, very fortunate to see. The first film is Stitches, which is the new English killer clown movie that's coming out, what did we say, in April?
Yeah, it's like a month away.
May, something like that. But anyway, if you guys have a chance to see this or find it or know where to look and can find it, I highly recommend that you do so. You will not be disappointed. It's one hell of a good time from start to finish. And very, very appropriate in all the places. Not too overly done and not real underdone, so you're getting a nice mix of both, which I find very, very refreshing for some reason. I think the guy, what was the guy's name, Ross?
Yeah, Ross Jeffkin or something like that.
Noble, wasn't it? Ross Noble or the British comedian. Ross Noble. I think it was Ross Noble.
But I think they should let him plays the clown. Him and Trent that plays Killjoy, they should let them get together and do a movie.
That'd be good.
Just killer clowns gone amok.
But very, very, very entertaining. Definitely worth the anticipation, so write it down and keep an eye out for it. Make sure you get it when it comes out because you won't be disappointed. But the second movie is the one that I really wanted to talk about. It's a movie called American Mary. It's kind of flying in under the radar just because it's gotten a European distribution before it's actually received an American distribution deal, which it has since gotten American distribution, but it's going to be out later, what did we say, April, May?
Oh, I thought it was out.
American Mary? I think it's out in England, but I don't think it's here yet, out released here. But anyway, very, very fresh idea. Was really, really surprised. I had seen it popping up quite a bit on Facebook, and the poster really didn't do it a whole lot of justice. I was kind of nervous. I was like, well, great, this one's going to go nowhere again like so many of the
it
other
looked
ones
like
usually
prom
do.
Night.
Yeah, it was kind of your typical, it from the way that they designed the poster, it looks like your average teenage horror film, which it is nothing to do with it. And I'm kind of really skeptical about going into details with it, but there's so many points that I have to discuss about it that I almost have to. So if you don't want to listen, I guess you can turn off for probably 5 or 10 minutes and come back later, or you can just, you know, do whatever. If you want to be spoilered, then we can be spoilered. But anyway, American Mary is a story of a young medical school student who has the God's touch of surgery. She wants to be a surgeon, and supposedly the way they deem her out to be is she's like the best in the class, only she's having money problems. And everybody knows how that goes. You kind of end up doing things you don't really want to do, but you need the money, so you kind of overlook, you know, what you're willing to do in order to get it. So what happens is she ends up getting sexually assaulted by her professor, but in the meantime takes a job as a stripper. So she goes to the strip club, and there the owner of the strip club is a, I wouldn't say wise guy, but he's kind of a brute, you know, kind of takes care of business his own way. So she's asked to kind of perform an emergency surgery in the basement storage room of this strip club on this guy who they've slashed up pretty good, and they're kind of impressed with her work, so they kind of incorporate her to take care of stuff once in a while when needed. So in the long run, back to the assault, the sexual assault, she takes it upon herself to seek revenge on this doctor, and in the process of doing so, she starts to do body modifications in her apartment, because you know, a lot of people are, you know, because after they she does like an emergency body modification on this woman who wants some stuff done that nobody else will do, so she ends up taking it upon herself to do it. Long story short, she starts getting into the really weird stuff. She won't do your average body modification stuff. It's almost like
Is there wieners in this movie?
No, no wieners.
No,
no wieners.
No alligator modification.
But the thing about it is it, there's some twists and some turns in the movie that I won't elaborate on because it gives too much away. But the one thing that I was completely and totally disappointed with in the movie is she was almost she would have made a great horror icon, I think, if they would have allowed her to partake in another movie. But they went and they end it, which is, to me, I was sitting there shaking my head, and I was like, this story has the perfect section in it to where it could have went into a completely different direction, and she could have been like an outlaw, you know, because they had talked about the owner of the club wanted to get away from things for a little bit and go out to L.A., and he even asked her, he's like, well, do you want to go out to L.A. with me? And she's like, well, no, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, that would have been a perfect segue for a sequel, is they go to L.A. and she gets wrapped up in shit again and starts doing it, you know. And you know,
so they kill her at the end and there's no sequel?
Well, I took it as that they killed her, you know. They don't really elaborate on her fully coming out and dying. I mean, the way that they end it, you would almost have to assume, if you don't assume that she's dead, it's I guess you're watching a different movie than I watch. But I mean, her end is pretty simple. I mean, the way that they end it. But I was just shaking my head. I'm like, man, I said, this was a great idea, fresh. There wasn't an overabundance of gore to make it just sloppy, you know, frivolous.
Right.
But there was just enough to where it was like interesting, and the shit that they did show you was like, man, that's just kind of creepy, you know, because a lot of it has to do with, you know, body modification. So they're, you know, cutting stuff and they're flipping stuff, and it's, you know, it's just one of those things that's kind of unnerving to see what they're doing. But then again, it wasn't comical. They weren't just, it wasn't like huge blood sprays and all this other crap. But I was really, really hoping that they would have drew it to another, because like I said, it would have been a great thing to see her go off, especially Los Angeles. I'm like, because I think in the movie, I think they're in like Seattle. And I'm like, well, Seattle's kind of, you know, humdrum, you know, kind of just kind of a grayish, you know, place. But I'm like, can you imagine the crazy ideas and shit that could come out of L.A.? I mean, you just look at the backdrop of L.A. alone, you know, all right, the underground shit that they could have elaborated
or
on.
Or Texas.
And, you know, or just some weird, you know, and it could have went from anywhere, but they just, I was just kind of, you know, just disappointed that it was ended the way it was, so. But definitely worth checking out, buying it, renting it, so. But those were the two that I was really excited to talk about, and I did finally get to watch Cockneys versus Zombies, which I thought was pretty entertaining. I liked it.
Yeah, I thought it was cool.
The crazy old man. You know, which is how I view most British
Scottish
people.
Accents against zombies is never a bad thing.
but the creme de la creme of the movie I got to watch was the night before last. I got to watch Boggy Creek Part 2. Have you seen that masterpiece?
No, I just figured it'd be a turd.
Dude, it's awesome. It's just as good. Shit. Dude, full on, same style, same gritty, you know, I mean, it's about this college professor who gets a couple of his students and goes down to Bach, Arkansas to look for the you know, the creature.
Right.
And ends up running into it, and it's all...
And it's a good creature?
Yeah, great. I mean, it looks like a mix between a gorilla face and an Indian, but, I mean, it's a lot better than the shit that they've had come out in the last, you know, 3 years, besides Abominable. But, I mean, got the crazy little baby Bigfoot running around with it. And it's, I mean, it's just the whole typical, you know, they get this big crazy redneck who gets a hold of the baby in a bear trap. And he's got the baby down in the basement. And that's what the mother's doing, is attacking everybody trying to find the baby. I mean, which is just shit storyline. But it's just great. I mean, just got that 70s
And that's
feel.
Out now? You can pick it up?
No. It's it's Elite Entertainment put it out, and it's out of print. I scored a copy. I think I gave $20 for it off Facebook. Somebody had it for sale.
Right.
And I had been wanting it forever, and I could just never. I mean, I'm sure there's people out there that have copies, like DVD-R copies you could probably get. But yeah, I was lucky enough to run across it, you know, so I grabbed it. But, yeah, it was a good time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, every bit as fun as the first one. I mean, you're not going to expect much, you know. But, you know, it's just the way it was. But it was entertaining. So, Michelle enjoyed it. I mean, it was kind of funny. It kind of had some quirkiness to it, you know.
So it was 90s? Is that when that came out?
85.
Oh, it's from that long back. Holy shit.
And the only bad thing about it is the album. I mean, the movie cover sucks. I mean, it's all just cheap. I mean, to me, it looks like a werewolf.
Right.
It doesn't even look anything like a Bigfoot monster. And I mean, but other than that being the downfall, it's still... You know, I mean, if you want to spend $20,
but in comparison, I bet it was a billion times better than the turd I just watched.
Which one did you watch?
And you watched a while ago, and I think you grumbled about it pretty good. Good old hypothermia. What in God's name?
With the little fucking fish monster?
With the wetsuit, with the white teeth, chiclets. Duct taped on its forehead. Good God. How did Michael Rooker ever get attached to that movie?
Money.
God. And he was like nodding off every scene he was in. Right. He was so bored.
Well, did you ever see the one, the movie, you know, the, oh, fuck, what are they called? You remember all the creature features that sci-fi was doing? Did you ever see the one that was like the sea monster one?
Yeah.
Where they had all the little fucking scaly things.
I mean, I guess
it's
real. I mean, it's a real suit, so maybe I shouldn't complain, but God sakes, people.
Where it was shooting underneath the ice real fast, and like, what was that? Yeah.
Well, that was the most frustrating thing. The motherfucker is under the ice. It's under a frozen fucking lake. They drilled the holes to let it come up. And then they're running around get on the fucking ground. No, we're going to stay here for 90 minutes and run circles on the lake. Yeah. Todd, have you seen that?
Yeah, I have. I have to admit, I kind of enjoyed it as a guilty pleasure.
Oh, yeah. When the kid's fucking forearm is throbbing around and pulsating and glowing, I think we're just going to let him sleep it off and we'll get him to a hospital in the morning. He'll be okay.
Now you know how I felt last week when I watched The Walking Dead. I'm sitting there fucking shaking my head. I'm like, really? Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, but at least the zombies were good in that episode.
There was no zombies in that episode.
Yes. They were going after the rats.
Oh,
so she could get
sake.
So Come on, anything with that much.
Dude, I was looking for the rat lawyers, man. We needed some rat rights.
Yeah, I bet the PETA people were freaking out.
They didn't show nothing.
I was mad. I was like, leave the rats alone, bitches.
Come on, they opened up Michonne and all that Michonne footage? Come on. What is there not to love there?
I figure, just like I posted on Facebook, I'm done with the fucking show. I'm not going to watch it anymore. Fuck that show. I'm going to read the fucking Compodium comic book that I've got. And I'm going to cut through all the fucking so deep in story development. You know, I'm so fucking sick and tired of hearing the phrase character development on that fucking show. And you know why I'm sick and tired of hearing story character development? Because the same fucking ass clowns that sit there and squawk about character development are the same motherfuckers that are in line to watch the next fucking Rob Zombie movie. So don't sit there and cry to me about character development.
See, that's the thing, though, is watching it. I mean, there's probably 50 people when we go and watch it at the Screenland every week. And, dude, I'm telling you, it's all over the board. And it, just like when we went to the Midland, it's all over the board. There's fucking people there that don't give a shit about horror. They want to see good stuff.
Right,
I mean,
but what I'm talking about, I realize
And they're still drawing in that crowd you're talking about.
But I'm sitting there, you get 10 people that are all fucking crying and yelling about how it's such great character development on that fucking show. And then you look at their top 10 list, and it pertains to the same Jason, Freddy, Rob Zombie's Halloween. Like, don't fucking yell about character development when you're fucking listing Halloween's Rob Zombie's remake as one of your favorite films.
I'm just telling you what I seen when we went. When we went to the Midland, man, everyone around us was older and didn't get a lot of Nick Otero's references to older horror movies. They didn't care, man. They were there because of the storyline. I'm telling you, that's what...
That's fucking junk.
I mean, and that's...
Fuck them.
I mean, there was a... You know, you got the diehards that are there, but... I'm telling you, man, that's...
Dude, I'm not going to do it. It's fucking draining. You know? It's... I mean,
I think the thing is they're going for more than a few seasons. So, I mean, they can't really just kill everybody off. I mean, what else are you supposed to do?
I just can't. My fucking mind's about. I'm just about getting. You know. I mean. It's just,
I mean. I agree with you. I mean. Yeah.
I'm gonna go.
Right.
I'm.
And the whole dad. Don't take it personal, but you should step down as the leader.
Yeah. I wanted to prove to him that I could do it myself. Just because you shot your fucking mom doesn't mean. You know, and then the first thing, and then what happens? He about gets fucking taken out, and if it hadn't been for her...
See,
there,
but character development. Michonne stepped up to the plate.
See, if she was smart, she would just let the little motherfucker get ate. And then the thing that really burns my ass, where are you going? I'm going to go get little ass kicker a baby crib. Well, you're going to need help. Them boxes are heavy. Really, you're going to get one in the fucking box. You're going to be... What in the fuck are you going to put it together with, you stupid ass, when you get it back to the prison?
They got the one-legged fucking...
So
Gizmo.
Then...
He can put any of that shit together.
Then,
he ain't going nowhere. They're stuck in the prison.
Here comes the end of the fucking episode. Okay, we're showing you... Stay tuned for The Talking Dead. When we did it with scenes from the end of the show. Blah, blah. And then here they are trucking down the fucking street, dragging what? A fucking playpen.
Because they couldn't find it in the box.
They don't know the fucking difference.
They didn't want you getting pissed off with all the dialogue, so they cut out the whole section of them rummaging through the kids' store.
Who's the goddamn prop master on that show needs to be fucking fired?
Nick Otero wanted a zombie fucking crib, but they wouldn't let him build one.
Fuck.
The budget restraints.
Fuck. And then they had to... fucking dick around with the ass clown from the first season and have his little fucking moment.
Bringing him back, baby. Bringing him back.
Fuck. Goddamn equal
opportunity. Merle's hands coming back. Next week, Merle's hands coming back.
You know? It's the goddamn Rooney Rule. They got to have so many black people in that episode to keep the fucking equal rights people off their fucking ass. So they're like, well, fuck, we're going to have to... Well, shit, we're going to have to throw in a brink.
You
we're
didn't
bring
think,
in a
you
number
didn't think
two.
That episode was to help him get himself focused again and see how crazy he was becoming.
Well, It was like, and it, do you ever try to
see? But you're not looking at the positives. We didn't get one fucking flashback of Sherry Moon on a horse that episode. No crazy dead watch.
Because they're saving her up for the fucking final finale at the last, where she does the fucking Mel Gibson pass in front of everybody in fucking Braveheart, where she tells them to fight for their freedom, and you know,
the whole Merle thing is the one that I was just kind of shaking my head at. I'm like, how is he just kind of being welcomed back so easily?
Yeah, they're ready to kick the hot blonde with the tits to the curb.
Exactly. They're all fired up just because she's fucking the governor. And got a warm bed and safe fucking... She's got walls around. She must be a fucking... a traitor. God forbid she's not eating squirrels with fucking Daryl and Merle out in the woods. I mean, that was the thing. They're ready to kill her right off the bat. And this motherfucker's tried killing every one of them. And these... Here's an assault rifle. Here, why don't you take the last of our food?
Because they don't want to lose Daryl. That fucking... That poor man's fucking Jamie Lee Curtis loses her fucking Daryl. She's going to go right over the fucking cliff.
Somebody. See, and they had a sweet young stallion just waiting for him. They popped him right in the fucking head.
Oh, fuck. Oh, man. I just can't do it anymore. And then you got those people, you know, you're like, please do not be posting any type of information about The Walking Dead until Monday afternoon. No spoilers.
They're on the East Coast.
Well, how about you stay the fuck off of Facebook for about 3 hours a fucking night, ass clown, and you wouldn't have to worry about fucking spoilers. Jesus Christ. Oh.
That's East Coast time.
Fuck the East Coast time.
It'll be the West Coast. Then you got people. The other thing, you got people that don't have cable that watch it online and they wait for it to be posted. Which those deserve to have spoilers taken to them.
Oh, I just can't. I'm just gonna read the fucking comic book and then I'll read about five or six pages of the comic book and I'll throw in fucking Maniac and I'll watch it and I'll go to bed happy and I won't have to start my work week off ready to strangle people.
We got fucking Sam Raimi this weekend, buddy. That's all we need.
What was this movie you was talking about?
Going to
about?
The sweet land of Oz.
What was this movie you watched?
Which one?
I don't know. You was talking about some vampire movie you watched.
Oh, Jesus. Todd.
What?
Goddamn Otto. Please tell me you've seen Otto.
I don't know if I have.
I'm working nights, and I wake up about noon. And I'm flipping around Netflix just trying to find something that's kind of going to just fill the background while I fart around and not do much anything. And I'm thumbing through them, and I see a kind of a cool, crazy little cover for a movie called Otto. It's a German movie, of course. It would have to be fucking German. And in nowhere, read it twice, nowhere in the description... It's just about a lonely kid that's trying to find his way who happens to be a zombie. It's kind of like pre-Warm Bodies. And I throw it in, and I'm watching it, and I'm 10 minutes in, and every once in a while I'm looking up, and I'm doing some other stuff. I keep noticing that all the zombies are fucking shirtless, and they've all got just beautiful six-packs, and they glisten, and they glisten, and they all... And Otto's dressed very nice, with his little slacks. And 15 minutes in, I noticed there isn't a single fucking woman in this movie. And then they cut to two zombies in a kitchen. And the one zombie appears to be eating the intestines of the other one. As he rips out his guts. And then, unbeknownst to me, a pickle. A big, shiny, zombie German pickle appears across my whole fucking TV screen and gets inserted into the midsection of said eaten zombie. And proceeds to get fucked by this pickle. Over and over and over, never panning away. At which point, I'm frantically trying to find the remote control to turn this fucking thing off. And I get back to the description, and I'm like, where's the fucking warning about pickles? Because there isn't a fucking one. 3 stars this fucking movie's got. 3 stars. The Sentinel has got 2 stars on Netflix. Otto has got 3 stars. So obviously the Warm Bodies crowd knows a lot more about Otto than I do. That's 15 minutes into the movie. Otto. German zombie porn. No cutting away. And it sure the fuck wasn't no CGI. Just intestines wrapping around his genitalia. Oh Jesus.
Fuck. Oh, shit.
It's all downhill now. Otto. It's been around a while because I remember the seeing the poster art for it.
I'm glad I didn't catch that one.
And you yelled at me because I made you watch Grim Love.
Yeah, that was just one pickled pickle. This son of a bitch was alive and kicking. There wasn't nothing undead about that fucking thing.
It's terrible.
Big uncircumcised fucking zombie pistol shooting undead loads. I just kept hearing Cannibal Corpse over and over while I was watching. I'm like, good Lord. Why? Why, God?
Oh, that's too much.
Only the Germans could think about zombie fucking gay porn.
Well, they did do Necromantic.
They did. And I enjoyed Necromantic a whole lot more than Otto. I just, now it's kind of, it's this thing of, well, if they did that in the first 15 minutes, how do you think that fucking thing ended?
I don't even want to know.
Did you ever see Hanger?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I stuck around a lot longer than 15 minutes. Well, I think I lasted a solid 20 for Hanger.
That honestly is the only movie that I've ever watched that actually made me nauseous. And not so much as what I was seeing, but I was like, you know, let's film this.
They took a whole list of...
Well, no, it's just like, well, let's take the worst thing we can come up with
right
now and write it down, and that'll be in the first 2 minutes of the movie.
Yeah.
And then everything after that for the next hour and a half has to be one up worse than the last thing that we just showed on film. And I was just like, oh, really? I was like, and just as soon as you thought you couldn't see any more, or they couldn't have thought of anything worse,
tracheotomy.
Here comes, boom, you know. I was like, yep. God.
And again, it's on Netflix. And I think, if I don't remember, I think there's a warning about extreme images for Hanger. Otto, there's no extreme image warning.
Well, they probably never thought anybody would actually watch it, so they probably...
They had 3 fucking stars!
It's only probably been watched once by some gay German
by fucking
medical
student. The David Hasselhoff fan club. We love your film! Please, make more!
Lord.
Otto. I wonder if that kid will ever do the conventions. Fuck, he'd make a killing in the Twilight Circles.
Oh, that's funny.
Just load it up, baby.
Did you get the Nightmare on Elm Street Blu-ray box, Todd?
I did.
Is it worth anything?
I enjoyed it.
Is there extras on it?
There are.
Okay. I just didn't know how much I really was wanting to dove back into that series again.
Ugh. What was the one with Roseanne? Is it Freddy's Dead with Alice Cooper?
I can't remember.
That was the one with the convent, wasn't it, where the nun goes into the mental hospital and gets raped by the 1,000 maniacs and all that good stuff.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
Something I can't remember. I know she pops up in Part 3, Dream Warriors or whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah, I think Cooper's in that one. Freddy's Dead.
I just remember that god-awful Part 2. Oh. The pseudo-gay one where the fucking gym teacher shows up in the leather bondage gear.
Get in the shower, Otto. You're going to touch my glove.
Mm. So speaking of,
I should get a bunch of fucking Midwestern hillbillies and just remake Necromantic.
But look what you have to look.
Get on
to.
Me, Paul.
You want to watch that.
Do me that taint. That's what I ate.
Speaking of pickles,
but you know what? There's not a single pickle getting inserted into an intestine.
A pickle's a pickle.
Yeah, but they explode.
I don't want
to
see
a,
exploding
there's
pickles.
A difference.
Why would I want to see exploding pickles?
Because it's better than the alternative.
A pickle's a pickle, ain't it?
Corpse painted pickles. Hello.
Good times. Here it is, the taint.
Give me that taint. Taint. That's where it's ain't.
Oh, Necronos. Yeah, that's the one. Tower of Doom. Oh, you want to talk about some bloody, beautiful, crimson delightfulness? Violent shit, baby.
Oh, did you watch it finally?
Oh, fuck yes.
They're all beautiful?
They're complete trash.
That's German, right?
Yeah.
See? Why can't they be like that?
Dude, it's complete.
Maybe they'll mix violent shit versus auto.
It just looks like a bunch of guys got together in a backyard and threw on a bunch of fucking hardware that they had laying around and just made buckets and buckets of fake blood and just started lopping off shit and throwing it. Dude, it's the craziest fucking most insane blood sprays.
Is it all in German with subtitles, or is it dub?
Yeah, it's got subtitles. But, I mean, fuck, you don't care. Matter. Yeah, I mean, because...
And the masked Avengers and all of them? The big maniac with the steel mask?
Yeah, the butcher. Yeah, to various degrees. I mean, there's different, like, origin. I mean, there's different, like, things of him, you know. But, yeah, it's beautiful.
Violent shit. When you name your movie Violent Shit, you better back it up. Kind of like Taint. If you name your movie The Taint, you best have exploding pickles in it.
Taint. Taint your mama's movie, boy.
Taint your mama's movie.
Did you, speaking of not your mama's movie, did you see the thing that I posted on your Facebook?
Which one?
About the, I can't remember. Oh, the Miss Peaches.
Oh, I had seen that somewhere before. Somebody pulled that fry the chicken. Oh, Lord. Anything's better than that fucking Harlem Shake shit. I'm about ready to shoot myself every time them fucking videos come on.
Bubba Bubba Beasta.
You've seen the Quack Like a Duck, haven't you?
Quack Like a Duck?
Have you not seen that?
Oh, God. Where are we going?
We're gonna go
deep, way back. Is it better than the Lords of Texas?
That's it.
Lick it quack like a duck when I fuck.
The guy bounces.
Pulls his pickle. Was this son of a bitch real?
He's
got jumping beans in that there codpiece.
Makes him quack like a duck.
It's like Alice Cooper and fucking Gigi Allen. El Ducey ain't dead. He just fucking weighs 98 pounds. Where's a
Texas fucking
Where's a Texas thong?
Banana hammock.
Plays fucking biker parties. Boom, boom, with the best bass line ever.
Wag like a duck.
Oh, yeah, that one made the rounds today at work for quite a while. It was pretty funny. Is that what the Lords of Texas is at the band?
No, that's
I thought it was Goat and Your Mom or something like that.
Goat and Your Mom. The one I'd seen it titled, somebody on, I think on Facebook had posted it. It was something about Lords of Texas or something like that. I never looked any further to see if that was the name of the actual band. See if I could book them to play at fucking Rockfest this year. Lords of Texas. I just love how they pan from his wiener across the... There we go. A moment of silence for the Lords of Texas.
There it is, flip-flopping with the Texas Star.
That That's the greatest song the Mentors never wrote. The guy just flipping it, dude, is the best part. You're just like big, burly fucking, looked like he'd stab you in the fucking neck if you looked at him wrong, and he's just groping this dude's wiener like it ain't no thing. What is this son of a bitch? Where are we at?
Is them gumballs in that sack?
Who invited the Chippendales to our biker party? Fucking bass player's trying to look away. Dude, get that son of a bitch out of here. I don't care if you're paying me $15 and a pack of smoke to get that wiener out of my face. I don't care if they're unfiltered or not.
What is wrong with that?
I just wanted to hear. That's their opening song. Imagine what they finished with. yeah, that's probably one of the better things I've seen on YouTube in a while.
Oh,
I bet you could get them for a six pack of PBR
and some gel, some lube. No, oh, so bad. Good Lord, we're out of practice.
That almost makes me want to start up a band.
Just do that song for an hour.
Just cover
keep
band.
Playing it.
Boom, boom, just boom, name boom, it God's boom, Thong. Boom. This is a God's Thong band.
It's almost as good as the werewolf one.
Yeah. That's what somebody needs to do is Photoshop that kid in the background. This is the new intro music to the Tyler Perry movie. Bring it on back. I was blasting this down on Truce yesterday, dude, just blaring it. Genius. You need to meld them two together, man. Horse
fuck my chicken when you fuck. Will you fuck my fried chicken?
Ding, ding. Bing, bing, bing. Fuck my fried chicken. Fuck my fried chicken.
Will you take it up the butt?
Is your name Killer Joe? Hey, hey. Your name Killer Joe?
Oh,
where'd you put the chicken? Where'd you put the chicken?
Did you buy the bay, Todd?
Oh,
I did.
Did you watch it? Have you seen it yet?
I haven't got to see it yet.
Oh.
The movie's good.
Best found footage movie ever.
That's good, because most of them are god-awful.
No, he does.
They're all god-awful.
He does it. Yeah, he does it right, man. It's awesome.
Well, he breaks it up. He doesn't just stay on one format of found footage. He goes to... Yeah. Cell phones, to video cameras,
that's
to security cameras, to dashboard cams and everything.
Bounces all around, yeah.
Yeah. Definitely worth it.
That's good.
Hey, speaking of, somebody was selling Zombie Bloodbath 1, 2, and 3 the other day on Facebook on VHS.
Well, that's crazy.
I sent them a message asking how much they were, just to be curious, but they never sent me a message back.
Crazy Hessians.
They didn't look like bootlegs either.
That'd be good. That way I don't have to go to someone's house, slap them. Tired of hunting people down.
Something else came out too. Oh, fucking Uwe Boll's fucking the Feeders.
Oh, Eaters. But the thing is, that's not. He didn't have anything to do with it. It was Italian made.
Right, but his name's on it for some reason.
Well, I think just because he believed in the project, he helped him get distribution. Is what I heard.
Right.
Pretty not a bad movie.
But it's all the same fucking fast and shit. It's just, I don't know. They all look alike. All them fucking zombie movies coming out.
They're
now.
Not super fast. Did you watch any of it? They're kind of in between a full
World,
cheap
World War Z. They're not very fast in that trailer.
No, but they can fucking climb and stack on one another.
Thought I was watching fucking Galaga. They're just
dude. How can you take? How could you take the whole concept of that book and you just completely turn it into another fucking
Brad Pitt, baby?
Brad Pitt. Another fucking Will Smith, you know, Last Man on Earth movie.
I don't think Brad... I don't even think Brad Pitt's real in that. I think he might even be CGI in that movie.
Dude, that would have made a great fucking anthology movie. Just pick different country and do a quick 15-20 minute fucking deal and done, you know? But nope. Gotta have Brad Pitt in it.
Get Brad Pitt.
Like, when I think zombie hordes, I think Brad Pitt. That's who I want fucking...
He's gonna be the Nazi killer. He's gonna turn us into a Nazi movie. Quentin Tarantino's gonna
be... You owe me 400,000 zombie scalps. And I want my scalps.
I want my scalps now.
Fucking ass clown.
Who's got my fried chicken? Boom, 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 boom. That's what the soundtrack should be.
Here comes Brad Pitt. Boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom. I'm fighting zombies. Boom, 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 boom. Killing zombies. Boom, 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 boom. It was some fried chicken.
Quentin. He kills them by flipping his pickle in their face and
smacks them with a sixth pack. Stop it, Otto. Get off my leg.
That's his sidekick. Otto's his sidekick.
Otto.
Otto with rock sophistication.
Come on down to Otto for some tasty fried chicken. Woo!
Boom, 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 boom. We got the best fried chicken in all Germany. Boom, 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 boom.
You know what we need to do?
Start up a chicken joint.
No. We need to start recording commentaries for movies.
We videotape it.
We need, because I've had people...
We need to get Skinny Mike, dress him up like Lord of Texas, and let him fucking commentate him.
Jesus Christ! No, but I was going to bring that up. We got a couple of people wanting us to do...
Rate it in 3 to 5 shakes, how much he likes the movie. This movie was approved by Skinny Mike! Boing, boing. Well, that'd be fun.
But I figure we could post it on YouTube like we did. For that one episode that we did, people have been asking us. Well, actually, it started off people asking us if we were ever going to do the commentary.
It's finding movies worthy of it, though, because you get a turd, and it's going to be an awful commentary.
Well, actually, those are the best ones.
Well, you got to do all Franco ones.
No.
There has to be lots of saucer-sized nipples
but
to
we've
look
gotta,
at.
But we've got to try it with something we've never seen before.
Here you go. Either one of us has ever seen The Taint.
But then again, we've also got to make a movie or get a movie that's accessible pretty much to anybody.
Here you go. The Taint's coming out April 3rd through Troma Entertainment.
Hess Franco. Well, Netflix, I guess they've got a lot of the Franco stuff.
Yep, they sure do.
Do we really want to sit through a Franco movie?
It's just the guy's a genius, though, on just how he can flip a
bush.
Oh, look, I spilled my salad. Let me show you my bush. That dude's an artist. How do you approach... I just want to know the art of...
Bush flipping.
You know he couldn't have had any money. Here's a script, honey. Here's what you're going to be doing. I mean, where did he find all these brilliant women?
Can you play bass? Can you play the song? Boom, boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom. You're in my next movie. Show your bush for 20 minutes.
Can you, like, pick at your bush and make it go boom, 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 boom? And you make it quack like a duck.
That guy's a director.
Here's what I want. Get on your knees. I want you to climb in the truck. Crawl in this dog kennel. Bark like a dog.
I mean, how many movies has Franco made? Hundreds?
Actually, one. He just renamed it.
He just trims the bush back for which type. It's Christmas season.
Green bush.
Green
festive
bush. Is the bush.
I think we could find one movie, I'm sure.
That neither one of us have seen.
Something that preferably neither one of us will fall asleep on.
That's the kicker. That one you threw in was just, it threw me by. I'm like, what is this we're watching here? Why is he doing that to her? What were we watching? I don't even remember what it was.
Exorcism, I think. Exorcismo or something.
Oh, yeah. Mark of the Devil.
No, it wasn't Mark of the Devil.
That's about the same concept.
No, Mark of the Devil is actually entertaining.
Is Klaus in that, or is it Udo?
Udo.
Udo.
Boom, 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 boom.
Udo, Udo, Udo.
We could do Burial Ground. We could do commentary on Burial Ground. But yeah, we've both seen Burial Ground.
Yeah. Hooker in a Trunk. Let's do it. I'll hunt one down.
Hooker in a Trunk.
That's from the same two girls that did Mary.
Okay.
That's their first movie.
Well, I'll look for it. I can find it underneath the magic mushroom.
That'd be a good...
What we need to do is get together and watch that... that
Bunny game.
That Mango Negro or whatever that got that from that... that guy from Portugal that did that crazy mud zombie
movie. Oh, the
movie.
Mud zombies? You got another one from him?
He's did another movie. It's about the Chupacabra. And a guy sold me a copy. He's like, were you aware that this was his first film? And I'm like, what? And he goes, yeah, I seen you bought that mud zombie movie. And I was like, yeah. He goes, yeah, well, this is...
If you like that.
He's like, well, this is his first movie about some Chupacabra. And I'm like, dude, if it's as fucked up as that mud zombies, well,
did
I'm
you watch Creek Beast or whatever it was? Don't let the Creek Beast get you. The River Beast?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was funny. I mean, it was...
That monster's so awesome.
The big fucking, what, twig fingers and... Yeah, it just looked like a big mud catfish
yeah,
running around.
Awesome. That whole mask was so good.
Yeah, it was pretty entertaining. I got a kick out of it for what it was. I mean, it's not groundbreaking by any means, but like
it
I
wasn't,
said, it's not CGI.
It wasn't, what was the one, the Salt Lick Zombies?
Oh, fuck. Fuck's sake, dude. Dude, you don't want any part of that fucking movie. Dude, that movie's fucking horrible. You know, and the bad thing about it is there's the part of that movie that's really good is the special effects, because they almost filmed it in kind of like a comic book style to where the background looks like a comic book, but they called it Bath Salt Zombies. It's one guy. I mean, like Bath Salt Maniac or, you know, almost like...
Yeah, it's a cool concept, too.
Right
now, it'd be a good time
to
throw it out there.
And not to the fact that I fucking fell asleep on it for three times trying to watch it. And I was like, you know, that's never a good sign.
You know, that was the bad part about that piece of shit hypothermia is I fell asleep and I actually took the fucking time to put it back on today and finish watching the ending of it.
And fell asleep?
Where the sunlight comes out and the women, no,
let him
don't harm us. You're just, I know you're just a creature trying to protect your ground. But please don't hurt us.
Boom, 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 boom. He like to quack like a duck.
That would have been awesome if it would have talked at the end.
Oh, like the fucking monkey in Planet of the Apes at the end. Whole fucking movie, nothing said.
I'm tired of you people polluting my water.
Yes, I can talk.
Get out of, get off my planet. Punk. Sounded like Clint Eastwood. What are you looking at, monkey hater? I'll kill you.
The hell's that?
What you rocking in there, Todd?
Oh, I'm not rocking much.
Well, I want to know what these fucking toys are you got out here on this table.
They're awesome.
These things look dirty.
Awesomeness, they are.
The little blue hand.
Look at that catalog. Troma has 800 titles.
Yep.
Holy shnikes.
I bet there ain't 800 titles in that catalog.
I keep forgetting they're doing... And Father's Day is getting released, huh?
It's already out.
It's been released.
Oh, it is out?
I got one of the last of the 5,000, finally. I passed it up in L.A., and I should have grabbed it then, because it's pretty kick-ass.
I want that big...
Oh, the DVD Blu-ray with
the
soundtrack?
I want that big collector's edition Combat Shock.
Oh, they had that. He had it down at the deal.
God dang it.
I'd have picked it up for you. I didn't know.
I know. It's on my list.
I just need Necros. That's all I need.
What about Hemo?
I've seen Hemo. Hastings had Hemo.
Yeah, they got it.
What is this killing twice with the big pig on it?
Big pig.
Huh.
Do you squeal like a pig? Old Poultrygeist.
It was neat to see that in Kansas City, though, guys. It really was.
I seen Toxie was there.
Oh, that was kick-ass.
That was awesome.
Had a good time. Mm-hmm. Someone's got a phone up next to a microphone.
Uh-oh.
Not mine. Mine's off.
Listen.
It was Tim's.
No, it wasn't mine. Mine's turned off, but yeah, that's what we kept hearing. I think it's your phone.
Not my phone. My phone's off.
I think it's Todd's phone.
I didn't do it. I might have done it. But I don't think I did it.
Well, you quack like a duck. So what all movies were they selling? Everything?
Well, they had quite a bit of stuff, but
he had a big old bag, man.
Bag full of junk, yep.
Have blood-sucking freaks.
Mother's Day.
No, but that's coming on Blu-ray.
Oh, is it?
The mom from Mother's Day was
you
with
you. Killed her, Master. That's the movie we got to do fucking commentary to. Blood-sucking freaks.
With 2,000 maniacs. Yeah, baby.
You killed her, Master.
Why did you kill? Shut your mouth, wanker.
Had an Egyptian feast. Fuck. I love Herschel Gordon Lewis, man, but every time I hear that fucking line, it just sends chills up my spine. Have you ever had an Egyptian feast? That fucking guy's horrible.
You know, we named one of the characters in House of Forbidden Secrets Dorothy Fremont, and in her car, in her death scene, if you look carefully, you'll see a catering menu from Fuad Ramsey's catering.
Oh, my God.
Fuad.
See, it's tidbits like that.
Makes my nipples hard. When are you going to post that fucking trailer?
It's coming. It's coming.
I'm trying to get it there. We're up to like 920, I think.
It's getting there.
You need to post that since Lloyd's on that. You need to post that over on the Troma page.
I'm gonna get it everywhere. I'm just waiting right now to kind of get the sound stuff I've been waiting on.
You know you're premiering that on April 15th at Panic Fest, right?
Yeah, I'm probably gonna be having some stuff there.
It's on the website.
Yep.
Amanda said there's no fucking way this will be ready in a month. Said you don't know the skills of editing from Mr. Sheets.
So how many different versions are you gonna release?
Just one.
Is the director's cut, and then you're going to have the definitive
cut. Yeah, you can't have only one.
And then you're going to have the fucking ultra.
3D? Are you doing a 3D version?
You're going to have to do the ultra retro director's cut, and you're going to have to do the theatrical version.
Probably going to be a Chiller Channel version.
What'll that be? Cropped?
All the good shit cut out.
Cropped out. It's like.
It'll be 5 minutes long.
Be like Cinemax porn. Just shows the back of her head with her hair whipping around when he shoots the unholy load.
Oh,
that's where I found out about Kenny G was on Cinemax.
Where the fuck did that come from?
All them sweet fucking flute tunes they play on them softcore porn movies they play on Cinemax.
Dude.
God, who is this?
Have you?
He's the master of software.
You don't have satellite
soundtrack
or anything, do you?
No, Mike. You know what was funny though?
This is no shit. Full on about it starts about 10 o'clock at night. Granted, there's about 40 fucking sales channels on DirecTV.
Oh, right.
Which obviously is why it cost me $400 a year to
watch
football.
Did you see they're thinking about getting rid of Sunday Ticket?
Oh, are they?
Yeah, they're saying their NFL is trying to fucking gouge them too much.
Oh, I would imagine.
Yeah, they're like, nah, it ain't worth it. I'm like, better keep that sumbitch because you might not know if it's worth it, but there's a whole nother other cable stations that would love to have that.
But anyway, full on, dude. 10 o'clock at night, every night. It's time for the Adam and Eve's sex store. Fucking two chicks on there, dude, peddling dildos and ass plugs.
On QVC?
Yeah. Like, just within, like, a couple of clicks of the fucking kitty
channels.
So that's why
the guy cut himself with the sword on there. He was fucking busy watching their segment.
I was like, really? Jesus. I was like, you've gotten business that bad where you got to peddle fucking dildos and ass plugs on.
Now, I remember when I was a kid, my grandparents used to have the big, giant fucking TerrorVision satellite right in the backyard with the big, giant box. And they'd wheel it around, man, and they'd scan. He's watching movies. And he'd scan it around and you'd boop. Oh, look, that's Swedish porn. What the hell? Oh, whoa.
Slow down, Grandpa.
Then the government came in. I wonder if you can still buy them big satellites. I'd like to hook one of them fuckers.
There's
up.
There's a ton of them probably
house
in the fucking landfills everywhere.
Things are huge. Remote controlled. They had the car for the chair on them. Get all kinds of crazy shows.
Well, that's the way you could get the broadcast without the commercials, remember? And they'd sit there and...
My parents had them forever, man. He had some kind of bootleg. One of his buddies hooked it up and gave him all the filters that he didn't have to mess with anything for years. And they finally caught on to it and cut it down or something. I don't know what.
As they, watched, they had it up on the
mountain. As they watched
somewhere.
It on their console TV on their 400-pound RCA VCR. They never
they
switched
the
over to DVDs.
Record player built into the side of it.
Yep. They had one until I was about 20.
The big carpet speakers. Todd's giving us a finger.
He's always doing that.
I guess our show's over. Our show's over for this week.
What are we talking about next week?
I don't know. We'll have to wait and find out what happens next week.
The Land of Oz.
I know one thing I'm not going to be talking about. It's a fucking Walking
Land
Dead.
Of, I got to get ready. We got a costume party to go to.
Costume party for what?
Walking Dead.
Fuck.
You got to dress up like your favorite characters. I'm going to be Michonne. I'm going in there black paint.
Black face.
Face paint.
show up in black face. Lodi, Lodi.
Quit looking at me.
Boom, 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 boom.
I'll cut you. I want to be the governor, but I got too much cool pants. Jesus Christ almighty.
You need to show up. You need to show up like the old fucking lords of Texas. Show up wearing a fucking...
I was going to do the Lon Chaney route and tie my leg up and be the old one-legged man. Since he's got the big old beard. But I don't know if I'm quite flexible enough to do that.
I'm going to dress up like Jesus and give fucking spiritual advice to my people in the prison.
You've been working hard.
Rick.
It's time for you to step down. Everybody's anxious for him to step down, but nobody's willing to jump up there and take the lead. That's and on right. that note...
I'm going home.
Next week.
Bye.
So I'm down in the dirt.